Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
A lot of times people think of maple syrup. I think their first instinct is Vermont, right? But we have some awesome, awesome producers here in Connecticut. And I was talking about my experience at my wife's school, helping out with the Sugar Shack. And, you know, it's a, for a lot of people out there, it's a tradition. And for a lot of people, it's a livelihood, right? It's a business. And our good friend Rob Lamoth with Sugar House in Burlington joining us here in Bryan & Company to talk a little bit about the season and the business. Rob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. We're doing good.
So how's the season going? Just, you know, in terms of, before I get into the details of like what makes a good season, I mean, are you off to a decent start?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, we're right at the peak. Not the peak. We're just beginning with all the snowfall that we've had. But yes, we're ready for the season, and I think it's going to be quick, and I think it's going to be very fruitful this year.
What are the optimal conditions?
Well, we have to have freezing cold nights, you know, like in the 20s, by noon the following day, if it's around 40, bright sunny day, calm day, the sap's going to run. So we're starting to get into that cycle, and that's so, what's going to make...
today would be a good day then.
You betcha. Yes, today's going to be a perfect day.
So when it comes to like the whole, the volume part of it, you know, for perspective... How much sap do you need to maybe make one, like, what's the ratio? Because, like, there's obviously the water content, and you have to obviously boil it off and so on and so forth. What's, like, how much do you need to gather to make, you know, a bottle of syrup?
Well, it's usually 43 to 1. So it'd be 43 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of pure maple syrup. So the ratio, there's a lot of water in that sap, and there's about 2% sugar. And that's what we're, you know, we're after, that 2% sugar.
You know, I'm curious, like, in terms of the technology, I see the rubber bands and all these different, you know, networks. I mean, how has it changed? I mean, you've been doing this a while. Like, how has it changed, say, over the last 20 years?
I can go back to the last 55 years. you know, we had a bucket operation. We, you know, first started off, we were hanging buckets on trees and collecting the sap every day. That's changed. I mean, we don't use any buckets whatsoever, and we've gone to plastic tubing. Everything is plastic, and plastic spouts, plastic tubing, you know, plastic tanks. So we can get access to trees that are 1,000 feet off the road. We couldn't do that before. And now you have reverse osmosis machines. Those machines will separate the water molecules from the sugar molecules. Therefore, we could go in and get rid of 80% of the water in that sap mechanically. So instead of taking 43 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of pure maple syrup, now running it through the RO, we can make a gallon of pure maple syrup using 6 gallons of concentrate. And vacuum on the tubing has helped out tremendously. We're not sucking anything out of the tree. What we're doing is we're lowering the barometric pressure in the tubing. If you have a bright, sunny day like today, the barometric, you know, the blue sky, the barometric pressure is high, and that exceeds that of the tree. The sap's just not going to come out of the tree. So you pull a vacuum on the tubing, you lower the barometric pressure in that tubing, and the tree is going to give you twice as much.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Huh. Sap. I had no idea. So, like, I'm always curious about how, with the tubing, how things flow. Is it just like gravity? Like, how does it work?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you want to, you know, we have a pretty simple system. We sit downhill, tight, and straight. You know, you want to be on the hillside. You want to be, you know, wherever there's steep terrain. And they do pull a natural vacuum. If you take a straw and put it in a glass of water and put your thumb over it, you can lift it out of that glass of water and it will drip eventually. And that's pulling a vacuum. If you take your finger off the end of that straw, poof, it's all going to go back into your glass. Yeah. Same thing with the tubing. We pull a vacuum on it and that gives us twice as much sap. And, you know, you talk about the plastic tubing. That's the greatest innovation we've had in the last 50 years.
Hmm. We're talking with Rob Lamoth from Sugar House in Burlington. Their syrup is great, but also, I will tell you, their pancake mix is phenomenal too. two more questions for you.
Sure.
I grew up and Vermont made the fake stuff was in my house, and as I've gotten older, I've gotten a broader appreciation, and you know, we just have so much good maple syrup in our house, and I love it. I mean, we usually have a tradition on Sundays to make, you know, bacon and pancake and angst and stuff, and I'm just curious, as the demand curve, like you said, you've been doing it for 55 years or so, and you can go back 20, like I said, or whatever. I mean, is it something, I know tourists want it, but like, is demand like it was?
Demand has increased exceedingly. Every year right now, we know that there's about 8 to 10% more demand for pure maple syrup. People are very conscious of what they put into their body, and they're, maple syrup is a food that's just produced from collecting the sap, boiling it down, filtering it, putting it into a container. So demand has increased, and people come out, I mean, all year long, they want to purchase honey, and they want to purchase maple syrup. And, you know, we're here to provide that for them. So demand has definitely gone up. And with the event of tubing, like in Canada, they're putting out another 4 million taps because the demand for maple syrup and pure foods has increased tremendously. So we've seen a lot of growth, and I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to mention the brand, but I look at, because, you know, my kids don't quite have the palate yet. I'm working on it, though, Rob. But
no.
there's nothing maple at all in store-bought, mass-produced maple syrup. There's literally nothing that says maple in the ingredients.
Before
we let you go, people that want to, you know, buy your stuff or consume it, where can they? Because I know you're in a bunch of different places. How can they find your stuff?
Well, they can go online. We're in Big Y. They're a great partner. ShopRite in Canton. We do some of the Market 32 stores. And they can always come out here to the Sugar House. Our showroom is open 6 days a week. We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock. And on Sundays, we go to church services. So we're open from noon until 5. But, you know, awesome. We're always here. And there's a lot of great places. And here again, too, I just want to address one thing.
Yeah.
You talked about your children, you know, liking them, you know, the fake maple syrup. It'll say, if you look at the label, it'll say corn syrup. It'll say high fructose corn syrup, artificial flavoring. There's nothing in it that's really good for you. But if you want to mimic that taste, you know, the darker flavor, our pure maple, dark maple syrup has a stronger taste. And that's what the children are accustomed to.
Huh. I'll come down and get some. I love that. I'd love to get them off of it, to be quite honest with you. So, Rob, I love it. This is stuff that I think that, and again, like when it comes to like Connecticut-made products and agriculture, we're huge fans. So we hope the season continues to flow well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you. Thank you.
All right, great. Have a great day. That's Rob Lamoth from Sugar House in Burlington. Again, you can find him in a bunch of different places as well. And they have like a blueberry pancake mix, too, that is phenomenal.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.